Good morning. Let's turn to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, let's read from verse 1. And when he had completed all his discourse in the hearing of the people, he went to Capernaum, and a certain centurion slave, who was highly regarded by him, was sick and about to die. And when he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders asking him to come and save the life of his slave. And when they had come to Jesus, they earnestly entreated him, saying, "He is worthy for you to grant this to him, for he loves our nation, and it was he who built us our synagogue." Now Jesus started on his way with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself further, for I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. For this reason I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." Now when Jesus heard this, he marveled at him, and turned and said to the multitude that was following him, "I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such great faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Amen. You know, I preached on faith on Sunday, and I thought I would just spend the rest of this week talking about different aspects of faith. And this one here in chapter 7 is actually a really good and I think a very insightful passage for many of us, you know, in the area of answered prayer. And notice in the beginning of this, right, we have this centurion. So he's a non-Jew, but he's religious. You know, he understands Jewish laws. He understands Jewish customs. And to the point, so much so that the followers, right, of Judaism, they turn to Jesus and says, "This man is worthy for you to come." In other words, because he gives a lot of money, because he follows certain practices, he does certain things. So the response is, "This person is worthy for you to come." Now, I want you to make a note of that, okay? And then Jesus goes on his way, you know, and then the centurion sends friends and says, "Actually, Lord, you don't need to come. You know, in fact, this person says that he is unworthy for you to come under his house." I think this is a very, very great truth that we should really grasp a hold of. And then later on, if you remember, during the past, he goes, "Well, I've never found such faith like this, not even in Israel." Right? Some of you guys that came late, it's Luke 7. Okay? And now, when you think about this, this pretty much, in a lot of ways, sums up our attitudes in some ways. When many of us come to the Lord and we're asking God for things, there's a part of us that says that I deserve it. You know, "Look, God, I came out to morning prayer today. Surely you can answer one of my prayers. You know, I give my tithes and offerings. Surely, God, you can do this for me." You know, and there is a sense, you know, and maybe it's not, you're not going to say with your lips, but I know, because I know my own heart, right? There are sometimes I pray and I just feel like, "God, I just deserve this prayer to be answered. You know, I'm faithful in this and I do this and I do that." It's just like his friends, you know, they basically stated a case. And sometimes we do that. We state our case before God like these guys did. It says, "You know, Jesus, it's worthy for you to come and take care of this dude. You know, that's just, God, you should just do that because he's done all this stuff." You know, and sometimes we, in our own particular way, we do that too, right? We have some prayers that need to be answered, and we just feel like, "God, you should just answer my prayers because I'm worthy of it." But see, the centurion was different than his friends. The centurion didn't even allow him to enter into his place and said, "Lord, I am unworthy of you to even come into my house." You know, that's humility, you know, but that's that's a really deep sense of humility that this guy walks in. He's basically saying, "Lord, I don't deserve anything. You know, if you do anything, it's purely by your mercy." You know, and I'll touch on the mercy part later on in this week in the mornings. And I says, "Oh, I don't deserve, you can't even come into my house. I'm so unworthy of you even coming into my house, Lord." And see, and notice what his focus is on, right? So he says, "Okay, I'm unworthy. And then he goes to the truth of the matter. And this, my friends, is what we should be basing all of our prayers on. God, you are a man of authority, just like I am. I tell a slave, go do this, and I tell a soldier, do this, and he does it. Right? It's a focus on the Lord and his abilities. Right? It's a focus on his authority, not on his deservedness. Right? Because I tell you, if you're going to put a scale, right, his power, his ability, his willingness far outseeds, you know, exceeds whatever degree or whatever sense of deservedness we feel that we have. You know, I mean, if you're going to, I mean, it's, you know, even if we think it's great, that is so little compared to how vast and how powerful God is. And so if you're going to appeal to the Lord in prayer, you appeal to him in his greatness, right? You trust in his ability and his authority, you know, not on if we deserve it or not, not on the things that we do, not on, you know, well, I do this for you, God, and I do that. You know, there have been many times that I've done home visits, you know, with people that I actually don't have a relation with, but, you know, other people have said, you know, Pastor Sam, you got to go see this person. You know, they do da-da-da-da, and it's basically it's kind of like this, you know, like merit badges, you know. Well, this person does this, person, that's why you have to go see them. You know, and there's a lot of that in the church, right? It's kind of like they deserve something. They deserve your audience. They deserve this, they deserve that. Can I just be, we deserve nothing. You know, we are sinners, right? If we deserve anything, we deserve death. You know, and condemnation. But Jesus says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Or Paul says, there is therefore no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. You know, and what we have, every single one of us, is given to us by grace. You know, and no one really understood this besides the centurion. You know, and then Jesus responds, man, I have not seen faith like this, right? Even in Israel. And he was commended for the faith, right? Because his faith, you know, was not dependent on what he did. You know, was not dependent on what he brought to the table. His faith was purely focused on Jesus, who he was, his power, his ability, his authority. You know, and so Jesus, just like he said, Jesus said the word and it was done. All right? The willingness was there. The power was there. And the centurion focused on the right thing. I think sometimes we can get our prayers sidetracked very easily because we come with this this kind of sense of deservedness, you know, the sense that, you know, I deserve this, you know, I did this and I gave that, and you know, and I suffered this and whatnot. And that's not how the kingdom of God operates, right? The kingdom operates on faith, but it's faith not in our abilities. You know, and that was the deal that was wrong with the Pharisees, right? They put their faith on their own abilities, or they're on their sacrifice, or on their giving, you know, or on this thing, and they felt like they deserved something from God. That's not how the kingdom operates. The kingdom operates out of humility, and the kingdom operates out of putting faith and trust in God, in Jesus Christ, to take care of issues, to take care of matters. Right? So let's close our eyes this morning. And let's just think about what are some of the things that we're asking God for, that we're interceding for. You know, what's waking you guys up in the morning as you come to church to pray and to seek him? And then can you honestly say, right, that you're putting the focus on Jesus as the healer, the provider? You know, whatever is going on, or is there a sense of entitlement or deservedness? You feel like because you sacrificed or because you gave or because you attended that you deserve something from God. I mean, the amazing thing is God is, I mean, he meets us in those places because he's so gracious. But we don't want anything for the enemy to grasp a hold of over our lives in that way. And as Pastor Nate leads us in a song of worship, let's just go before the Lord through his Spirit and just ask for just real cleansing and ask the eyes of the Lord be fixed on our hearts that we'd be able to really discern, if we're really focusing on the Lord and His power, His authority, or on us.
Yes, you love me.
Where the psalmist says, it's not a man wills, it's not a man runs, but on God who has mercy. It's not what we think, it's not what we intend, it's not our efforts, it's not our discipline, but it's God who has mercy. And this morning, and whatever things that we're crying out for to the Lord, let's focus on the God who has mercy. Let's focus on the Lord that just loves us so much, that is the Father, right, that just wants the best for His children. And we appeal to that, not our discipline or our work or our piety. None of those things measure up anyway. And so let's go before the Lord and let's pray for our families and our communities and our workplace and people around us that we're praying for your church and for people in the church. And let's appeal to God's mercy, to God's goodness, you know, above our piety. And let's go before the Lord. house church is meeting tonight. Let's pray for Lam Kwai Fong and McDonald Road. Pray for Seymour Crest and Star Street. Pray for the leaders and the house churches and the members that would really come together and be a real sense of community and real significant ministry would be taking place tonight in these house churches. Let's just cover them. Let's just lift up our three mission teams that will be going out this winter. Let's pray for our Philippines team. And Pastor Nate and Jihei are organizing this. And this is going to be a very much a hands-on ministry time. And so let's pray for them. Let's pray for our Cambodia team. And Jihei is taking the intercessory prayer team there to minister and to receive ministry during this time. Let's cover them. Let's pray for our Fujian team. And Mary is leading this from Beijing, and so let's ask the Lord to really bless and just have their hands on. The Lord would just really move in this orphanage and use this team to do that. So let's just cover all the members and all the logistics, and just call people to go and take care of everything that needs to be done, and that real significant ministry would take place. Let's pray for Hong Kong and especially ministries that we support here. Let's pray for Youth of the Mission and ask God to continue to bless our friends, and pray for Godwin at the Santi Ministries and his family, that God would just keep them healthy and secure. Let's pray for the DTS team who are probably making their way to Korea very soon, for Fabi and Soyoung and the other team members. Let's ask God to continue to bless them. Pray for Zhengsheng College and ask the Lord to continue to move upon the students and the leaders. And I'm actually having lunch with Allman Wednesday. And we're just going to talk about, you know, a lot of the allegations that came up in the newspapers and whatnot. And let's just cover our meeting and just bless Allman as he's you know, in the front lines. And let's pray for Jimmy Stewart and for Grace and face-to-face ministries. The Lord will really continue to bless them and really use them. Let's pray for Amanda and Feed the Hungry here in Hong Kong. And the Lord will just continue to use her to really impact this whole Asia region. And pray for Sports Services International. They get very busy waiting for the Asian Games coming up, and they still are in need of a handful of Korean translators. And so if you know anyone, let me know in December. And so let's continue to pray for these ministries and ask God to just really bless and use them to really heal this land. And finally, let's pray for Solomon's Porch, and let's pray for our new building and our fundraising, and ask God to just really let's place His hand there, not because we deserve it, but because He's such a gracious God. And we know that He's got a perfect place for us, and a place that we can grow and expand and really continue on in the ministry that's going on, and our fundraising, especially the next 2 weeks as we start making pledges and offerings, that God would really move us in generosity as a church. Let's just cover this whole endeavor before God. Thank you so much, God, this morning, Lord. We thank you, God. It's not dependent upon us, Lord, because we will always fall short, God. It's not our discipline, God. It's not our piety, Lord. It's all you, God. And we just want to put that focus rightly, God, as we pray on you and your abilities and your authority, God, not in our entitlement or our deservedness, Lord. And whenever we've operated in that, we ask for forgiveness, God, as a church. Lord, just come, Holy Spirit, and just breathe life into us, God, and teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to intercede, Lord God, and really lay a hold of things that are important to you, God. We thank you, Lord. Watch over us this day, God. Help us to give your Son Jesus glory, God, in all that we do this day. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today at work or wherever else you're going. We'll see you again.